indispensable nation. There is not a politician in America who speaks of U.S. foreign affairs without saying the words, America is the indispensable nation. Implicit within these words lies the notion that the world needs America, or even the world cannot do without the United States. This is not unique in world affairs. Centuries ago, the elites of Rome supposed the same thing, for that's how empires imagine they are seen. But rarely is that how others view the empire. As Rome was hated 2,000 years ago, so America is hated today. Not because, as former President George W. Bush once stated, they hate us for our freedom. They hate us because of what the U.S. has done to their governments all around the world. They hate the leaders, generals, and propagandists supported by the U.S. that have waged wars against their own people. They hate the merciless wars that have raged across their histories. They hate how the Americans lord it over other nations of the world. Think Iraq or Afghanistan. Rome fell to its own invention, soldiers trained and armed by them, called the Goths. When Alaric attacked the imperial city in 410, his troops left after 6 days, for they came to loot, not to lead. But they came, too, because Romans had humiliated the Huns for far too long. No empire lasts forever. One day, the Americans will learn that lesson. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.